I don't know. You know, people ask, why do you write on walls, or why do you talk shit that people don't really understand? That's because, like, it just feels stupid trying to say proper English, you know? Like, it just feels so flat and dumb. And words like poetry, I guess, is supposed to make you be able to say whatever the fuck you're trying to say, right? But I still having trouble saying it. So this is a poem for the dead homies right here, a couple of them. I don't know if my boy Vec is in the room right now, but one of my homies just got back from Iraq. You know, I'm real happy he's alive. And, like, some of my friends try to flex on him. I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, like, fuck the government and all that. For a long time now, you know, fuck the government, you know, like, concentration camps and, you know, the whole Indian Removal Act, all that shit. It's horrible, you know, but you can't judge people for what they do, man, especially if you're driving a car around that eats a hole in the sky, or you're participating in something that fucks up the world, too. You can't really blame other people for doing what they got to do or feel like they got to do with the world. So now, some of my friends, you know, they're like, you know, professors or deans or whatever, or they, you know, they spiritual people. And some of them are junkies, and they do different things, you know, with their life, you know, and you just got to love people, even if they're fucking, you know, crazy and shit like me. But all right, so this is about the dead homies. Oh, wait. I got to put on the poetry glasses. All right. I'm ready. Dreams used to be deferred. Now they're shot down in cold blood. Names spray painted on walls like ghetto war memorials. And mournful mothers unleash saltwater rivers forming asphalt pools of rainbow. And pain flow from fat caps onto walls that separate us from ourselves a million top to bottom, end to end, wild styles, sacred geometry, whatever's reading rest in peace. But these pieces are not for you. They're not for you, agree, tie, skate, link, rob one, dream, Kennebu, or even Dondi. Nah, they're for us. They're for us because y'all probably reincarnated into cans of icy grape and jungle green. Back in time on the twos and the fives at the Belmont Tunnel, Psycho City, or Monolithic Memories. All these pieces and poems and songs and prayers, they're for us. They're for us because we want to be like you and someday restfully peace. Did I mention that you were out flying them stupid wingless cops when you were hitting heavens in heaven? See, we want to be like you and someday restfully peace, where spray paint makes love to brick walls, producing beautiful children. Children that render walls built for separation into cause for celebration. Calls for emancipation float on the voice of the young. And songs sung on the wet tips of brush in concrete alleys, dead-end valleys, where you can hardly see the other side. Much less the greener grass that lies over yonder where they ponder the end of the rainbow. But we've seen it, and there ain't no pinche pot of gold, just a puddle of gas and oil mixed with water from Jaime's old monte, La Maravilla. But La Maravilla never got past primer gray. She spits rainbows as she scrapes the streets that are supposed to be paved with gold, but instead are paved with the blood of our ancestors and our children. Children who play in the rainbows that spray out of the vecina's leaky swamp cooler until the rainbow sparkles are burnt out of their eyes with the flash of gunshots and the flicker of television.